So in today's show, we're going to talk about loving thyself. Welcome to the Rise to Thrive show. I am your host, James Borman. And if you are coming through, please do let me know. I'm just taking my granddad out for his walk from the daily nursing home. He'd probably fill me in after this as well. Granddad, I didn't mean it. How we doing? It's Friday, so we are buzzing here. We're talking about what gin we're going to drink tonight and what we got going on for the weekend. It's my last weekend in the family home before we move next week. So we've got lots to sort out and do. Anyway, how are you guys? Hope you're good. So the subject I want to talk about today is loving thyself. I think it's a really, really big issue. And me and Rob were just talking there about it. And I think often the person that gives us the hardest time to us is ourselves. We're so harsh on ourselves. We're so like critical of ourselves. We're so so nasty to ourselves. Do you know what I mean? When things don't go our way, we really give ourselves a hard time. And here's why we shouldn't. Over a period of time, from like whatever point in your life you started trying to work on yourself, you are going to go through a series of stages of that personal development. So you're going to try and improve yourself. You're going to try and be healthier. You're going to try and improve your relationships. And you're going to try and do stuff at work to try and get stand out at work. And along the way, what will end up happening is that you'll end up getting burnt. You'll end up failing. You'll end up crashing. You'll end up slipping.
Hey guys, I'm only going to take a second of your time. I just want to let you know that I run a supporters group on Facebook where I run exclusive content for people that are in that group. We have a supporters show, so that's a bonus 8 shows a month that you'll be getting. We'll be running challenges, you'll be getting best discounts on programs for the future that I'll be running. When COVID is finished, we'll be looking to do meetup training days at a discount as well. And we'll be looking to put together a committed community. If you're looking to just be put one foot in my world, or you're looking to come and work with me in the future, or you just want to be a part of the extra content, you can look at the details below. It's like $3.95 a month for the investment, and you get a lot of good quality value back. Enjoy the rest of the podcast.
And when do you do that? It's a time to be able to reflect, learn, grow, and improve. But what we do is that we are so critically harsh on ourselves, so emotionally and mentally tough on ourselves in that situation, that we don't actually learn, that we actually slip into a victim and self-pity mentality, that we don't put things into perspective, that we don't see the bigger picture. All we do is critique and be hard on ourselves. And I guess really what I want to get across today is that you don't need to do that. Because if you're not failing, buddy, you're not doing it right. If you're not falling flat on your face, you're not doing it right. Because every day is not going to be the sweetest day. Everything is not going to go the perfect, ideal way. And that's just reality of life and beating yourself up. If you're going to beat yourself up every time you fucking get it wrong, you're in for a fucking long, old, tired life, right? So what I want you to do is I want you to acknowledge if something hasn't gone your way. I want you to acknowledge if it's been a shit day. And then I just want you to kind of put that into perspective. You need some kind of, if you like, gratitude or anchoring. That's kind of like how I look at it. This one of the ways that I don't beat myself up about things is that it's just part of the journey. It doesn't fucking matter. It could be a lot worse. You know, I just walked down here and we've just seen a couple of guys who are homeless. And the only thing that they own is the sleeping bag they've got on them. So really, when it comes to gratitude, when it comes to perception, perspective, I'm all over the place this morning, sorry. Perspective. It really doesn't matter if I fucked up. It really doesn't matter if I haven't hit my targets. It really doesn't matter if my week went to shit. Because in the bigger picture, in the bigger scale of things, it fucking doesn't matter. And in a month, you'll probably forget whatever it even was that you were stewing about, that you were stressing about, that you were being really harsh with yourself. So love your fucking self. Look in the mirror and say, you're a fucking good guy. You're fucking giving it everything you need. There's another fox there. Watch the dogs. That's it. And give yourself some credit. Give yourself a pat on the back for fucking showing up, for doing what you need to do. Change the attitude, change the character, change the way you're thinking. Reward yourself, but don't be fucking hard on yourself, because it doesn't help you mentally and emotionally and physically. It doesn't help on your journey, the direction that you're trying to head. Nobody likes that moody, miserable fucking bloke who's dwelling, oh, I'm not fucking good enough. You are good enough. You fucking can do it. One failure doesn't necessarily mean the end of the world. It's just a learning experience. So I hope that helps. And I just wanted to really touch on that. If anything, that's really raising your self-awareness about it. It's like turning around and say, bad day. So fucking what? I'm going home to my wife and kids. Bad fucking day. So what? Tomorrow's another day. Let's go. You did what you could do. A learning experience. Open yourself up to it. Guys, I hope that helps. I hope you have a great weekend. You probably won't see any content of me over the weekend. I'm just going to take a weekend out because we've been smashing these shows at the minute. But there are some coaching opportunities this time next week, and there are a few places left. It's a Zoom coaching session. So one in four. So I'll be coaching with four of you and me, and working on your number one priority. The details are in this post. Go and read them. It's a great opportunity. That opportunity won't come around that much, that often, just because my time is usually absolutely rammoed. So there's a little gap in there, and I wanted to test this out and actually get to talk to blokes firsthand, having a conversation on Zoom about how you can improve. Have an amazing weekend. Thank you for watching over the last couple of weeks. And I will be back Monday refreshed, ready to go. Have a good one.